Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for this evening, this Wednesday night Bible study. Welcome, everyone. I will open up your lines. Y'all, my voice is pretty hoarse, so hopefully you can hear me and understand me this evening. God bless everyone on the call today. Those that are online, those that are actually called in today. So I won't keep you up too long today because I do need to rest my voice, but I definitely want to not be in position for Bible study. So welcome, Sister Green, Laverne Green, Angela Green, and Laverne Green, and Sister Cal Dillard, and Minister Darlena Dudley, and everyone else that is on the line tonight for Bible study. Today we're going to pick up where we were last week. We're still talking about deliverance and signs that we know that we need deliverance from emotional problems, mental problems, speech problems, addiction problems, physical infirmities, religion error. So we're studying that today, and then we're going to go on to our next lesson, you know, just understanding what's fighting you, talking about common doors that demons use to enter a person's life. So we're going to be talking about that this tonight in Bible study. And if you have any questions or comments, please, I will have a time where I will open up and allow you all to ask questions. And I'll call your name because I know most everybody is here in Bible study by your phone number. So we'll do that. Sister Connie, welcome to Bible study. Amen. God bless you. All right, y'all, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for one more time that you've allowed us to come together, Father God, to study your word, to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for new mercy and new grace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive all that we need to in this Bible study, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless the Bible study. And Lord, we ask that you bless all that is in Bible study tonight, Father God. Lord, we ask any situation that they're going through at this time, Lord, that it's not for your will, oh God. We ask that you turn it all around for their good right now. We pray for the immediate effect and turnaround right now. Let there be no delays in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line tonight. We come against every unteachable spirit right now. We come against every spirit of frustration and disbelief. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression. We come against every fatigue spirit, every fighting spirit right now. And we command you to see your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, for your word is true. Hallelujah. Your word brings healing, deliverance, peace, joy, and happiness. Your word makes all things new. It justifies us. It redeems us. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, and yet sure we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you. I can't thank you enough. I am so grateful, Father God, that you've called me for such a time as this. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bring understanding where there's no understanding. Lord, I pray for divine position for the life of your children, oh God, so that we can receive all that you have for us to receive. Oh Lord, call us nigh unto you this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, we pray for revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word and who you are in your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, that we may be able to live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, allow your word, Lord. Let your word continue to be in our mouth, oh God, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, Father God, as you'll keep us in perfect peace. Lord, let all that we learn here in Bible study, let it take root and manifest in us. Oh Lord, that we are using in a time of need. Oh Lord, to help our lives and to help others, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power in his name that we are hearers. We are readers, hearers, and most of our doers of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for being our strength right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us the capacity, Father God. Oh, Lord, to teach and learn and to receive all that will be preached on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. You all, I want you all to continue to lift up my dear friend, Elizabeth Allen. She had to go back into the hospital. But we know God to be a healer and God to be a deliverer. She will come out victorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we right now that he's already heard our prayers and answered our prayers, and we come into agreement tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, can I see what's going on with my neck here? So last week, you all, we were talking about, you know, deliverance and being deliverance and understanding what we're dealing with and what's causing these reactions and things in our life that we've been dealing with. So I'm just going to kind of pick up on last week and going over some of those things, different spirits and, you know, different spirits and different reasons, what's operating us or what could be operating people that we know, our children, and so that we can identify this thing, dealing with the root of it. Amen. So we deal with the root of it. We deal with the whole problem. Amen. So if you feel ugly or unattractive, this can be a manifestation of spiritual rejection and self-rejection. So if you are a workaholic and you work yourself to exhaustion, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and double-mindedness. If you are over-religious, this can be a manifestation of religious spirits and legalism. If you have a hard time believing God loves you, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection, self-rejection, doubt, and unbelief. So we want to deal with those things. We want to deal with the root of that and understanding what spirit is operating you. It could be hiding, you know, and you don't realize that. If you are afraid of losing your salvation and going to hell, this can be a manifestation of the spirit of doubt, fear, religion, and legalism. If you are preoccupied with death and dying, this can be a manifestation of the spirit of death and fear. And we know that God did not give us the spirit of fear, you all. If you are a vagabond or a wanderer, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and poverty. If you have a hard time submitting to authority, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection and rebellion. Rejection and rebellion. If there's anything you want me to repeat, just let me know. You may be writing some things down. If you need me to repeat that for you or for someone else that you want to give that information to, please just say, Pastor, I'll listen to you and I'll repeat whatever it is that you want at the time. Don't wait until I get into your next lesson and then you say, what was that you said? You know, because it's a lot of information. So at the time, if you have, if you want me to repeat it or explain it more, just ask me while we're going through it. Amen. So you are unapproachable and hostile toward people. This can be a manifestation of the spirit of anger. The spirit of anger, hatred, rejection, and rebellion. If you are attracted to guns and weapons, or you keep them in your possession, this can be a manifestation of the spirits of rejection, rebellion, and double-mindedness. If you are afraid of demons, deliverance, and the subject of deliverance or being delivered and set free from that thing, this can be a manifestation of the spirit of fear. You know, some people, they can't surrender all over. They find a hard time even saying, God, use me. I give it all over to you. I give my life away. Some people are afraid to do that, you know, to be delivered from this world. And that can be a manifestation of the spirit of fear. If you fall asleep in services or cannot pay attention, this can be a manifestation of levitin, which is the spirit of pride. If you have a preoccupation with religious symbols, clothing, icons, statues, this can be a manifestation of religious spirits. You see people that have all kind of religious things, crosses and just all kind of different stuff, the ark, and they're preoccupied with religious symbols. You'll see a star and all kind of religious things. If you have a preoccupation with horror movies or mockery, this can be a manifestation of spirits of rejection, rebellion, and double-mindedness. If you have an inordinate affection for animals and pets, this can be a manifestation of double-mindedness. If you desire to drink blood or sacrifice animals, this can be a manifestation of spirits of witchcraft, occult, and rebellion. For some of you may be going, who would do that? But you have people, they do that. You know, they may do it in hidden places unknowingly, but you have people out there that desire to drink blood or to sacrifice animals. I know when I was coming up, I had a friend. They was like doing the see the blood sisters, and you put the blood and they, you know, your blood, they blood. So believe a lot of people doing it. It's a manifestation of spirits of witchcraft, occult, and rebellion. If you have ever murdered someone or have a desire to kill someone, this can be a manifestation of spirits of murder and death. If you ever made pledges or oaths to false gods, Satan, occults, organizations, or gangs, this can be a manifestation of the spirits of the occult. If you are blasphemous, thoughts are constantly entering your mind, cursing God. This can be a manifestation of blasphemy. Believe it or not, you have some people that in their mind, not with their mind, but in their mind, they're cursing. You're cursing God. If you are afraid of the police or authority figures, this can be a manifestation of the spirits of fear and fear of authority. If you are a loner and you don't have any friends, this can be a manifestation of the spirit of rejection and loneliness. If you have a desire to be naked and expose your body, this can be a sign of demonization, D-E-M-O-N-I-Z-A-T-O-N, demonization. So if you have a desire to be naked and expose your body, this can be a sign of demonization. If you hate children or babies, this can be a manifestation of spirits of hatred and rejection. Believe it or not, you have people that don't like children. They don't want them, they hate babies, and you're trying to figure out why is that? Well, they're dealing with that spirit of hatred and rejection. Does anyone have any questions regarding the different spirits or manifestation that's going on in the emotions and the mental problems and the speech problems and the addiction problems that we're talking about and physical infirmities and religious areas that we just talked about being delivered from and what is the, you know, what it may be the cause root and the cause root of it? Does anybody have any questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Sister Connie? Sister Connie?
No. I'm good.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Angela or Bonnie? What about you two?
No, I'm good. I have no questions.
I'm good.
Okay. How are Minister Darvina, what about you?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. If you're just now coming into Bible study, we are wrapping up here as we were talking about last week, you know, being delivered. We're talking about the signs to know when you need to be delivered, you know, being delivered from emotional problems, mental problems, speech problems, addictions, physical infirmities, religion error. So if you're just now coming into Bible study, that's where we are right now. And so now we're going to go ahead and talk about tonight common doors that demons use to enter a person's life. So as I mentioned before, you all demons that are operating in your life have legal and biblical grounds. They may not torment at will, but if demons have legal grounds, then they have the right to remain. So some demons feel they have the right to remain based on longevity, like being in a family for generations. So we're going to talk about, let me give you all a partial list of common doors and avenues that demons use to enter a person's life. So you understand what is fighting me, where is this coming from, you know, why am I constantly dealing with this? So we're going to talk about adulthood and activities, like active participation in sin, and it's including alcohol, drugs, sexual sin, and occult involvement or doorways for demon spirits to enter. Certain kinds of media and entertainment provide avenues for demons to enter. Cultic and occultic reading materials and pornographic movies and literature are some examples, you all. When we think about childhood, the majority of demons seem to enter during childhood. So it's important to provide children with a proper spiritual covering. Parents who are involved in sin open the door for demons to attack their children. And what a father does affects the children the most because he carries the most authority. So demons can enter children in the womb through curses. You know, childhood incidents also affect children. Children who have been sinned against, like rape, incest, molestation, physical and verbal abuse, and usually have many problems in adulthood. Demons start very early, you all, in life, and they attempt to build upon a foundation through active sin as the child grows into adulthood. Does anybody have any questions about that so far? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because I know a lot of us, we've been through some things, and it has affected us, and it's a reoccurring thing because you have to understand it was some of those things rooted, not because of something you did, but it's because somebody else did from your parents, and we're talking about generational curses and avenues have been opened to you, not because of something that you did, but because of your connection. So salvation at an early age will destroy much of the enemy's plan for the child's life. So curses provide legal grounds, you all, for demons to enter through the bloodline and operate in the family. So anything that encourages a blank or passive mind, like hypnosis or drugs or alcohol, meditation, gives an open invitation for demonic habitation. So this also causes a person to be controlled or dominated by others. So we're going to talk about tragedies and accidents and trauma. So bad experiences in life that cause abnormal grief due to serious loss, events that cause fear and depression, including long-term illnesses, can be open doors for demonic influence to control a person's life. Let's talk about soul ties. A lot of us are entrapped and entangled in soul ties. Soul ties are formed as a result of relationships with people. So understand that soul ties, if you got your pen and paper, you know, because I'm going to give you all some scriptures as well. Soul ties are formed as a result of relationships with people. So they are godly and ungodly soul ties, y'all. Understand that there are godly and ungodly soul ties. So ungodly soul ties cause a person to be manipulated and controlled by another person, causing the person to live in disobedience to God. Now, there are godly soul ties as well. The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. We're talking about in the Bible here. The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own life. We look at the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. So ungodly soul ties are Satan's counterfeits of good relationships and unions with godly people. I'll say it again. Ungodly soul ties are Satan's counterfeits of good relationships and unions with godly people. Hmm. Understand the word counterfeits. So they look like, sound like it in the church, but this is Satan's counterfeit. These are Satan agents. When we look in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, and also in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, when we look at this scripture, welcome, Pastor Manny. God bless you. Thank God for you. All right. Good thing, Pastor Manny, for being here. So when we look in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, you are soul ties will cause so many different. Let me explain this to you. Soul ties will cause one person to follow another. When we look in the book of Ruth, and I'll give you the scripture. When we look in Ruth chapter 1, verse 14 through 16. Soul ties will cause a person to fulfill the desires of another. We see this in the book of Samuel, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 4. You all can go back and look those up yourself. I'm not going to go through all of them with you, but you can reference these as soul ties, which we're talking about tonight in Bible study. Soul ties will cause a person to surrender his goods to another. You know, you reference this in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 4. First Samuel chapter 18, verse 4. So a person to react in anger when the person to whom they are so tied to is attacked, and we see this in First Samuel chapter 20, verse 34. And you all, a person to protect another in times of danger. We're talking about soul ties, loyalty between the leader and his followers. Ungodly soul ties can be performed through fornication. It can be ungodly soul ties can cause you to have a check in your spirit. It can cause your works to be destroyed. Ungodly soul ties can be formed through witchcraft. We see this in the book of Galatians chapter 3. Verse 1, we also see it in Galatians chapter 4, verse 17. So turn a person, it can also, ungodly soul ties can turn a person's heart away from God. It can turn a person's heart away from God. We see this in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. So good soul ties, y'all, can be destroyed through witchcraft. So there is also a demonic spirit that destroys good soul ties called the good soul tie breaker. There are also spirits of false love that cause people who are not in love to marry. So this is forming a bad soul tie. And ungodly soul ties are relationships that are based on lust, witchcraft, domination, and bondage. Godly soul ties are relationships that edify and are based on love. And I reference this, you all reference in Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. So demon spirits can be transferred, you all, from one person to another through the avenue of soul ties. Spirits of the Lord can also be transferred this way. So godly soul ties are created by the Lord between a pastor and his members to help him carry out the vision or plan that God has placed in his or her heart. So this soul tie becomes a channel through which the pastor can feed them with knowledge and understanding. We look in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Spirits of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are transferred through this godly soul tie. So God joins people to certain ministries that will cause them to willingly submit to his authority and help carry out his vision. Does anybody have any questions at this point?
No, I'm good.
No.
All right. Okay.
This is
no,
a good question. A verse that say Ruth.
Okay, I'm sorry, what you saying?
Did you have a verse that you said it was in the book of Ruth or something else?
Yes, I gave you the book of Ruth. Soul ties that will cause a person to follow another. Ruth is chapter 1,
yeah.
Verse 14 through 16.
Okay, Ruth 1.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth 1, 14 through. Okay, I got the rest of it. Okay, that's what I need to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. All right. So I want you to understand Satan will attempt to pervert this love bond between a pastor and his flock by using the soul tie as a channel to transfer spirits of lust, mind control, bondage, and the light to the followers. So for this reason, the pastor should receive as much deliverance as possible so that he or she may be pure and a holy channel through which the spirit of the Lord can flow. So I want you to understand this. Those that are on the line that are ministers, or even pastors like myself and my husband, they will attempt to pervert this love and bond between a pastor and his flock by using the soul tie. So we need to understand that evil spirits in an undelivered pastor can transfer to the congregation through his books, his tapes, his land of the hands-on, and so on. And I always tell, especially my members, be careful about running to people's altar. Be careful about always going to the altar because even as a pastor, we have this daily deliverance because we pray for so many people. Things will attach itself to you, and you don't want to transfer a spirit because you can transfer it to the next person. So we have to be very, very careful, and you got to be careful what you are watching, you know, what you're reading, what you're watching, what you're allowing your eyes, your ears, your mouth, put your mouth on what you're listening to. Satan will always attempt to pervert this love bond through lust and other spirits in the members causing them to lust after or worship the pastor. It is, you know, you see women in the church, they be after the pastor, even if he's married, they're lusting after the pastor because of his position or because of her position. And so it is therefore necessary for the members to also receive as much deliverance as possible in order to prevent this. So in addition, Satan will try to cause people to join themselves to pastors that God did not lead them to. I'm going to say that again. Satan will try to cause people to join themselves to pastors that God did not lead them to. Powerful lust, mind control, and witchcraft spirits operating pastors can attract people to their ministries. So this attraction is demonic. And once the soul tie is formed, there is a demonic transfer between the pastor and the members. So some people need deliverance from the spirits of these pastors once the soul tie has been renounced and broken. Remember that deliverance will destroy only those relationships that are not of God. So ungodly pastoral soul ties will cause the persons to be in bondage spiritually, and this soul tie will not be edifying. So the person will feel as if they are dying spiritually. So some soul ties to ministers become ungodly when we think too highly of them. And we'll read back this up here in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 12 and 4 and 6. The Lord will touch a person's heart to follow and support a certain leader. We see this in 1 Samuel, in the book of Samuel, chapter 10, verse 26. So just because a pastor needs deliverance does not mean the Lord has not joined you to his ministry or her ministry. So most pastors are in need of some type of deliverance. So the danger comes when he refuses or when she refuses to accept and submit to deliverance. Then the Lord may lead you away from one and have you submit to another. So I ever be aware, you all, of demonic attractions to a minister that will cause you to cleave to his ministry or her ministry. We must especially be discerning in the area of witchcraft and mind control. God causes people to be attracted to certain ministries through the preaching of the minister. When we look in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 33 through 34, and I'll repeat that scripture again. That's Acts, chapter 17, verse 33 through 34, backing us up. But remember that Satan will also work through a minister to attract people using the spirit of Orion. So this spirit is an intellectual spirit, intellectualism. You know, Prince Charming, Eloquent, and the Orator. So we are to always exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and cleave unto him. So I pray that your eyes have been opened to the schemes of the enemy in your life today. The enemy tries to keep us bound by fear and ignorance so that we won't become aware of his presence. But God wants to shine the light of his glory on every area of your life, and he wants to prosper you. He wants you experience freedom and peace. He has made a way of escape for you, for me, for all. He doesn't want anything to stand in your way of living under his favor and blessings. So as the hallelujah. So we trust God, and we just have that understanding now so that we can identify, so being able to identify and being able to remove ourselves from that situation and understand it. And I always tell people we need to be delivered daily because we deal with so many things on a daily basis. So there should be daily deliverance from those things, daily deliverance. Hallelujah. So does anyone have any questions at this time? Anybody?
No. I'm good.
Okay, I just want to make sure you all, I said I wasn't going to keep you all alone tonight. I know we're normally here for like an hour during Bible study, but because my voice is really at a strain, I want to be able to lift my voice tonight. We have a shot at 12 on tomorrow, and unless I can lift my voice tonight, I won't be able to shout tomorrow. It's just so I want to be able to shout. So that's why I wanted to I have to open the floor up. If anybody has any comments or questions at this time, you know, please do so. Pastor Manny, what about you?
Yes, okay. I was I didn't know if you had me on mute or not. I was trying to speak something. You were talking about daily deliverance. You know what? That is so true. You know, me and you both, you know, we pray for so many people every single day. And sometimes, you know, at nighttime, you know, when people come or when they call, you know, we pray for them. And this one particular time, I don't know who exactly we were praying for. I can't remember who it was. Just praying for a group of people, and I had this spirit, this very sorrowful, this crying spirit that was on me, and I'm talking about it was just so heavy on me. It was so heavy on me, and you and I, we had to pray that thing, because I remember telling you that. I ain't never been like this, you know, just feel like I want to cry, just feeling so sorry for myself. So, you know, this is a good, a very good lesson to learn. You know, about soul ties and how spirits attach themselves to you. No, this is real.
Yeah.
This is definitely real. Not only do we need deliverance, but everybody, you know, that's in the body of Christ, we need deliverance every single day. Every single day from something.
Yeah.
You could have watched television and something from the television could have got on you. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Have you ever watched the show, went to sleep, dreamed about it, made you feel some type of way?
Yeah.
You know, because these are ways that the enemy comes in. Because remember, he's very subtle in his way. I mean, he finds different ways. He doesn't change. He just changed the way that he just changed the avenue that he uses, or a different person. But he doesn't change his way at all. The way he'll touch, he'll
right.
use somebody different, another avenue to come in. And as we're saying, you know, during this lesson, that a lot of us, you know, even, you know, after participation in sin, including alcohol and drugs and sexual sin, and just different ways that the doorways of the enemy, the demon spirits will enter into. And you are trying to figure out, why am I going through this? Why am I suffering like this? But those avenues for suffering are still open, and the spirits are still operating because the door is still open for them to operate in. You know, if you give it a foot in, if you give it an inch in, it will come in and wreak havoc. You know, if you get a little bit of water in the gas tank, it will cause that car to run differently. You know, it will
sure
damage
will.
Something in that car. So a little bit, if you get a little bit of sugar in the tank, you know, that will mess up your vehicle. The same thing, we got to be
Amen.
Very, very, very careful. You know, and for some of us, we experience a lot, like I said earlier, through our parents. You know, these spirits entered into us during childbirth, you know, during conception,
Amen.
In the womb, you know, and you don't understand, why am I dealing with this? Why is this not happening? You know, and what's attacking me? Like, what's fighting me? That thing came to you without you even knowing, but you didn't have anything to do with it. You know, you didn't cause it. You were born into it. You were born into it. So demons, like I said earlier, demons can enter children in the womb through curses. You know,
right.
and you know, rape and incest, molestation, just and verbal abuse. You don't even realize through verbal abuse, now you've allowed these demonic spirits to enter into operating in your life and in your family, even through what you say. And that's just a subtle way that the enemy operates. And even in the church, as we're talking about the ungodly soul ties and godly soul ties, you know, just understanding that. You know, in itself. Did y'all get a lot, you know, from this lesson tonight?
It's very fruitful. I can tell you that.
Yes,
Amen. I'll call your name, and then you can let me know in that way. I just want to kind of get some feedback from you all, you know, because I want to make sure the Bible study is effective. You know, I gave you all some scriptures to reference for what we studied tonight. The only reason why I didn't go through each one myself is because my voice is just not strong enough to go through every last one. But I gave them to you so you all can go and study those scriptures and research it on your own and see exactly what we're talking about tonight to be true, and it's right there in the Bible. So now we can start dealing with the root cause of these things. And like I said, while we're in lesson and Bible study here, this is a lifestyle. This is a life walk. You know, we don't stop and be like, okay, I've done my 90 days, I've done my 30 days, I've done my 40, now I'm off. No, this is a lifestyle walk, you know, and we have to continue to walk in it and learn from it and grow in it so that we can stand firm when the evil day, you know, arrives. We know how to deal with it and fight and tell somebody else how to fight that fight. And win, not just the fight, but win it. Amen. So I'll call your name, and if there's anything that you want to say, any comment, let me know. I just really want to get some feedback tonight. So I'll start with Sister Dillard.
Amen. I got to
Amen. What'd you say, Mama?
I said, obviously, you have to read up on it, understand that all types of stuff can be godly, like I wrote down the soul ties, the godly and then the ungodly kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I learned some of it so far, so what you have said through the scriptures and read some of the scriptures, but I know I got plenty more to read to get the full understanding of all of this.
Yes. Amen. And understand it, because sometimes when people think about soul ties, they only think about ungodly soul ties. But there are godly soul ties that we definitely want to, you know, be intertwined with those things that are of God. You know, that is our main objective and focus in this life, to make sure that we are admitted, just like Jonathan and David were, you know. And that's important. It's like I call my mom and I say, hey, I have to call and get you back, you know. You know, we admit it together in, you know, in God. And so that's important. So I told Isaac to come back and go get it, because the enemy will try suddenly to have you distracted and doing all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to definitely stay connected in that way.
Amen.
All right, Sister Connie. Thank you, Mom. God bless you.
Yes, I was on that same page with Sister Dillard. I was on that godly, you know, the controlling, I'm sorry, the godly person. And then we were talking about the ungodly, which is the counterfeit person. Then I took down my scripture, my 2 Corinthians, Ruth and Samuel, 2 and Ruth and Samuel, so that I can read up on it again, you know, to get a better understanding.
Yes, and if you have any questions, you all, when we have Bible study coming up next week, just let me know and say, you know, Pastor, I pulled up those scriptures, and I just want you to give me a little bit more understanding. Though I heard what you said, but since I looked at it, I just want to kind of know how it applies. So what I want to do right now, I want to go to Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter 34. I don't know who I have the Bible with me right now. I'm just going to go to a couple with you right quick. Not all of them, but just a couple here. Because we're talking about ungodly soul ties. And then I'm going to pray. We're going to pray about, you know, breaking these soul ties tonight before we get off the call. If you go to Genesis, chapter 34, verse 1 through 3, as we're talking about ungodly soul ties, and I'm going to go to Genesis 34, 1 through 3. The Bible says, now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and laid with her and violated her. His soul was strongly attached to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved her. His soul was so strong, and I'm going to tell you, his soul was strong as Pasadena, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. And then verse 4 says, are we going to stop in 3? 1 through 3 right here. So if we see here what happened from this, through fornication, he slept with her. So this is an ungodly soul tie that came by through fornication. So when we look at the in 2 Chronicles, you all were talking about ungodly soul ties. If you look in the 2 Chronicles, you all, in chapter 20. Let me go there. Excuse me. Just while I'm on the phone with you, just kind of hit that and help you out a little way here so you can make sure you're putting that under the right word when you're looking, when you're going back into Scripture to reference it. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 1 through 6. Chapter 18, verse 1 through 6. And we're talking about ungodly soul ties that cause you to have a check in your spirit. So here, the Bible says Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab. After some years, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him. And he pursued him to go up with him to Ramoth and Gilead. So Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will you go with me against Ramoth Gilead? So here, causing the check in the spirit, we're going 1 through 6, and right now I'm in verse 3. And he answered them, and he said, I am as you are, and our people as your people, we will be with you in the war. So also, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, shall we go towards this Ramoth Gilead, or shall we refrain, or shall I refrain? So they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But the Bible says, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inspire him? But ungodly soul ties can cause you to have a check in your spirit. So you think here with Jehoshaphat said, as he said, I go with you, but he said, go see if there's a prophet here. He said, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? So you'll get a check in your spirit when it's an ungodly soul tie. When it's trying to, you know, kind of get you into something, there'll be a check in your spirit and something is not something right. So that is, you know, just a couple of scriptures here regarding, you know, talking about ungodly soul ties, and, you know, so you all have that. Amen. So, okay, we have Sister Connie, Sister Dillon. All right, Angela.
Yes.
Sister Green, what about you?
Hello?
Did you have any comments?
Can you hear me? No, I don't have any
comments.
Okay. But just... I'm sorry, it's kind of hard hearing. Just from what I've gotten off the word, just keeping your mind on God and what's praying, and that's basically what I've gotten out of what you were talking about tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, being delivered and set free. Amen, amen. Okay, all right, what about you, Cousin Bonnie? Do you have any questions or comments?
I was just... listening to you saying about how people are born, like your kids are born with things that were put upon you, you know, like kind of like being cursed, and it can be put upon your kids.
Yeah.
And I never thought about that like that, but that is true.
It's true.
And you have to really work with your, you know, family and stuff and kids, and walk with God in order to move that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's so important to see that's the enemy, that's the trickery of the enemy, and he'll start accusing you. You know, he'll start saying it's you, and it wasn't you, it didn't come from you. And so it's very, very, very important. Like I stated earlier, parents who are involved in sin open the door for demons to attack their children. And what a father does affects the children the most, because he carries the most authority. So think about that in this entirety.
Right.
You know, that right there, yes, it's true. You know, God made man the head. He made man first. So he made man to be the head of the home and the priest of his home. So he gave men most authority. So it's very, very, very true. Amen, amen. All right, Minister Darvina, you have any questions or comments? Make sure I get it.
Yes, ma'am. I was just trying to identify between the both of them, and like I really didn't know about the godly soul ties, so I know about the ungodly soul ties. It was just identifying, you know, the both of them.
Amen. I just want to make sure, you know, we're getting something from the lesson that's very important. All right. I think I got everybody that I know of on the line, and those that are actually logged in through the website. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at thepreacherandthepastor@gmail.com, and we'll email those back to you. Because we can't open up a line when you log in to it. All right, Pastor Manning, do you have any other comments or questions? We're going to pray here. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, everyone, you know, we have the Holy Spirit. and use the Holy Spirit. You know, get a closer relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's why you know God wants us to have that closer relationship with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, the
yeah.
Holy Spirit, because this is the only thinking about some of the things, you know, that we have heard tonight. It can cause you to be in a place of shame. It can cause you to be in a place of guilt. It can cause you to be in a place of, you know, just being condemned, because you can really look at yourself like, oh man, that's me. Or, oh, you know, I didn't know that this was going on. So, but you got the Holy Spirit, and that's all I want to say. You know, you have the Holy Spirit that's there for you, that's there to deliver
yeah.
your, you know, soul tied, and to deliver you from these things that you have been born into, or even you maybe enter into them, you know, on yourself. You know, God bless everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, may God keep you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, you all. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. I know next week, you all, is the week of Christmas. I believe Christmas is Friday. Is Christmas Friday or Saturday next week? I think it's Friday.
Friday,
you all. So we're not going to be in Bible study next week. You all go ahead, enjoy your holiday with your family. We're going to pick up the following week. But you have enough material to study and be ready. We'll pick back. We're talking about shaking yourself free from all of these things, shaking yourself free, shaking the dust out, and alive. And so, remember, next week, and I'll send out a notification, let everybody know that we're going to resume the week after, so you all can enjoy and get prepared for the holidays. Amen. So we thank God for this time. One more time, let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence,
yes,
Father God.
Thank you,
we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, what you're about to do, oh God, in the life of your children, Father God. Lord, we come praying for that is lost, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, our Lord
thanks.
And Savior, to save us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the lost world. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we decree and declare right now this prayer. Father, as an act of our will, we don't want any darkness in our soul, no fear, no worry, no offense, no anger, no pride, no bitterness, no doubt, no addiction, no envy, no strife, no love, no unforgiveness, no jealousy, nothing of the enemy in us. And as an act of our will, we choose to loose these things from our soul right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare right now, Father, we want our soul to be whole and complete. And as an act of our free will today, we call back all parts of our soul that we gave away, any part of our soul that we gave to sin, we call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any part that we gave away, hallelujah, that is outside of God's will, we call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any part of our soul that is under the influence of darkness, we call it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we defend the prayer, Father, we want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill our soul with your light, your goodness, your love, your glory, your wisdom, your righteousness.
Yes,
we pray for
you.
Your grace, your great abundant and sufficient grace right now. We choose to bind our soul with Jesus Christ and to be one with God. Hallelujah. Father, please give us your kingdom. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Please fill us with your kingdom and your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are delivered and set free right now. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet we still we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for shining light, oh God, in those darkest places in our lives, Father God. Wherever the enemy has been hiding all his wickedness and ways and all his demons, hallelujah, and evil spirits, was right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We now reject and renounce every evil spirit or curse that is stealing our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We retrieve back everything that was stolen from us by the enemy right now with immediate effect in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We just free and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the name, hallelujah, that we are free indeed. My Lord, he cried out, oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you on tonight. Lord, we ask that you can cap your one angels around your children right now, God. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over all that we pray for and everyone that's on the line today, over your homes, over your cars, over your vehicles, over your finances, all that you have and all that you will have, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we are healed, delivered, set free, and blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall condemn, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Jesus Christ in the power of his name, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we abide in the shadow of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, no evil shall come upon us, no plague shall come near our dwelling. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with him, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes,
and we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You all, God bless you. We're back here tomorrow night and Thursday midweek service. And then Sunday, we'll be ready for Sunday service at 2 p.m. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it but receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I love you, my husband. I'll see you when you get home. You all have a good night. Love you all. God bless you. Good night.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.